It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the brain maker. Oh, I wonder what it's like to know that I made the brain. I stole them in boxes with yellow little tags on every one. And you can come and see them when I'm
skipping this next one and going to the next one.
Yep. Well, I wonder what it's like to be the head honcho.
I'm going straight to the next one.
I wonder what to do if I just did what I said. I call out an order. I think we're out of this, man. Get me some.
That's that one.
Boy, don't make me have to change my tone.
Who the fuck you calling boy?
Right. What's up, everybody? I am Sprout.
I'm Jeremy, and I'm watching this fucking guy go ham. I saw Matchbox 20.
It's the only song I like by them. Yep. It's mostly because, like, I've always wanted to know what it's like to have the power, too.
You know, when I was younger, I used to get Matchbox 20 confused with the Semi-Charm Kind of Life people.
I want something else to get me through this. Meth that I done just smoked.
Baby.
I didn't know until this year that song was about smoking meth. Until you pointed it out.
I was like, yeah.
I've never heard the full version. It was all like radio edits. So they're like, just like in like when you like make a movie for TV. And like in the movies, it was like, get that motherfucker. And then on TV, it's like, get that Mickey Flicky.
Yep, I like that one. Mickey Flicky's always my favorite one when they say Mickey Flicky. Oh, man.
Or Mother Lover.
Mother Lover. Oh, what was that? My favorite line, and it's not even a swear word. It's not even changed out. It's just the worst fucking insult ever is the black dude from Enter the Dragon. He's like, you come straight out of a comic book.
I forgot about that guy.
I was like, oh, fuck that line.
He's like the stereotypical black guy in every way in that movie, too.
Dude, he was brutal. He's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop! He didn't do kia. He said whoops. He's a whoop, 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 whoop.
He reminds
whoop.
Me of Black Dynamite.
Yep, yep. Or he also reminds me a little bit of Afro Samurai.
Yeah.
Yep. And like the majority of fucking Krishna Butt.
Krishna Butt. Yeah.
Yep.
How so corking?
Yep.
Whoop, 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 corking, whoop, 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 zeniskin, whoop, whoop.
Who, by the way, I think is fucking cold as shit.
So wait, let's talk about Kushner's butt for a minute.
That's what I'm talking about. It's cold as
no,
fuck.
No, he's cold as fuck, but what is he as a person? Because he's got a fro, he's got all these black-ass facial features, but then he's got the name Kushnood. Which to me sounds sort of Indian, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take that guess and sound fucked up and get canceled even though I'm broke. So like
R. Kelly canceled?
No, like fucking
the bounty hunter.
Sports player who tweeted some shit in high school because they were young and stupid and lost their job when they were like 23 because they said some shit on Twitter, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know what the fuck he is. All I know is that the last name Butt is hilarious, and I might change my last name to that.
Dude, that guy is cold.
I think I'm going to just delete my first name, keep my middle name, and then change my last name to Butt.
Butt.
So I could be Clinton Butt.
Clinton Butt.
Yeah. That's the only way I would ever like my middle name.
Dude, that sounds
is
like
that if it was superseded by Butt.
Jazzy. That's like a jazzy-ass name or something, you know? I like it.
And I could be like, I could make like that Captain Jack type music. Like, yep. Hey, yo, Clinton Butt. Hey, yo, Clinton Butt. What you got up in that butt? Like,
what you got up in that butt?
Lead or lead or piece of tape. Piece of tape.
Piece of tape. Old rotten old squirrel.
Old rotten old squirrel.
Duct tape hamster.
Oh, did I ever tell you, since we're talking about fucking cadences now, when I was in basic training, there was a cadence that a few of the, not the people in my actual platoon for basic training, but like people in our battalion, when we had like joint platoon, for lack of better words, training exercise or missions, they would sometimes lead the cadences, like when they were like with us. And so one person in particular, I forget his name, if it's been that long, but he used to always love to sing this cadence called McDonald's Massacre. And I can't remember how the verse went, but like the hook is always like McDonald's Massacre. And while he's singing that, everybody goes, shoot, 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 shoot to kill. And I'm like, it's McDonald's, B. And like, he's talking about how he fucking busted caps and Grimace, and the Hamburglar got hung like it's fucking Saddam Hussein. He fucking called that shit in Iraq, B. Like, mind you, we were still fucking around in Bosnia.
Right.
When I joined the army. So it's like pre, like, Desert Storm Part 2. I'ma fight my daddy's war, said the president.
Right. So you got out in the nick of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I kind of wanted to stay in, but that was mostly when, like, because there was a big part of me that was still, like, you know, raging against the machine, but when I enlisted.
Right.
But I did it because I felt like, okay, I'm about to have this family soon.
Right.
Little did I know, it was all just fucking speculation and theory.
Yes.
So now I'm like,
it's the cat in the box.
Yeah, so now I'm like, what am I here for, right?
Yes.
I can still get that college education, but when I tried that, they're like, did you fill out your paperwork for your GI Bill? And I was like, I thought y'all niggas did. So, to this day, I never got my cash bonus, never got my college money.
Damn.
And because of my discharge, because niggas can't stop smoking weed when they're depressed, I will never see my VA benefits unless I get my discharge upgraded.
I mean,
who the fuck wants to write a fucking 4-page essay and then, if approved, go stand in front of a board of commissioned officers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then here's the catch. If they don't approve, you don't get your discharge upgraded, but you can appeal. But if you appeal, now you got to find the means to go to D.C. and talk to some other officers. But, you know, if they're in D.C., we're not talking like captains and lieutenants
right.
and colonels. We're talking to all the stars of generals. Fuck that. I will keep my other than honorable. At least I can work.
I feel like that's just a waste of time, man. Like, people's time, like, to do all that. That's that shit, like if you want to get welfare or whatever, help from the fucking government, you got to jump through all these loops and shit. Like, come on, jump through it. Jump through it. And you jump through it, and then you realize you got another hoop to jump through that's on fire.
They give you like a mile of red tape to cut through, and then they give you the dullest of scissors possible.
Yep.
So now you're just in here like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come
on. And then they're like this, oops, lost paperwork.
And you know, when
gotta do it all over again.
Because I remember telling you about this back when I came back from the military, around 2000, 2001, just before 9/11. And I was explaining to you that I would rather not deal with that shit. And
right.
you asked me why, and I was like, I already see that it's not worth my time. Especially if I would have done it when I just got out, because they would have seen my record. They'd be like, oh, well, you just do drugs. I'm like, I got kicked out for smoking weed.
Right. I mean, to be fair, you were smoking all of the weed, you know?
But, I mean, like, here's my argument today. If I were to, like, go and try to get my discharge upgraded, like, they don't have to know that I smoke weed still. And even if I did, I can get it medicinally if I got the fucking card.
Right.
So, get your card, get it medicinally, go get your discharge upgraded. Thought about it. Then I was like, not worth the time. Weed's about to be legal here soon anyway. Also, I'm going to go there and be like, yeah, man, it's been fucking XX amount of years. I've been out of trouble since then. They would agree with me, but it's like, why would I? What's the point? I could have done it 10 years ago. I could have done it fucking 15 years ago. There's no point.
10 years ago, it might have been a little bit harder because of the whole, what's your...
Oh, because when I went to jail that one time.
Yeah.
But, no, man, it's just, It's just, no matter how you slice it, there's no fucking point.
Well,
and when I actually,
if you do slice it, when I did want to
do it,
you got
eight points. I was like right before the cutoff for reenlistment, right?
Right.
So I was like, maybe I'll do it now, go reenlist in another branch and fucking, you know, try to redeem myself in a certain kind of way. Cause I was in that redemption phase. Cause, you know, it was like just right after I got out of jail and I was like trying to get my shit straight. So, I thought about it super hard, but then again, waste time. I could be more productive getting my shit together and doing me and get benefits of some kind from whatever job I get than depending on the VA for shit, which I just recently learned because of all the burn pits that they've been putting out that they've been using in Afghanistan to get rid of like literally everything from like food waste, feces, human amputee parts, fucking tanks, all that shit.
Yeah, people are getting sick.
They cover it in jet fuel, light it on fire, and motherfuckers are getting cancer and all kinds of other shit from it. And I watched it on The Problem with John Oliver, and I was like, this is really fucked up. Because the VA is like, how can you prove it? Well, it takes years to get cancer sometimes. So, like, but I mean, if I came into the Army without cancer and I came back from Afghanistan with cancer, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I
we got to make the appearances straight, man, because he was out there for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, no.
And they've been doing burn pits since Afghanistan.
They still doing
them. Yeah, they've been. I don't know when it started because I've never heard of this shit.
Because they had nowhere to dump the shit. They're just going to like, let's dig a hole. Let's throw it all in there. Get rid of it that easy. Then cover it up.
Again, I've never been in combat either. I've just been in training exercises galore. But
right.
I mean, had I stayed, I would have seen some kind of combat because I was in 25th ID Light. They're like the first motherfuckers in active duty to go. Mm. It was like them, the motherfuckers at Bragg, and I think Knox.
You better plug this in.
I thought I did.
No.
Ah, some bitch. All right. I'm going to plug this in. You got a second for us while I'm plugging in?
I do not.
All right, we'll huck this in there.
Because honestly, I wanted to see.
Oh, now I'm going to get athlete's charger. Thanks. Yep.
You're welcome.
Rubbing your feet all on it. You do have beautiful feet, though.
I know, man. I've been working on them. Pedicures, foot exercises with bands. I've been wearing these special kind of socks. They're not.
So, what site can I pull up your feet at?
I actually have an OnlyFans for it.
OnlyFans?
I do have my left foot, my left toe, on my left big toe on my right foot has its own Instagram. It's called Tom Thumb Toe Man.
You know what's funny? I got a feet OnlyFans, and I call it Migi Ashi. My right foot. I'm sorry, my left foot.
I call mine Earl.
Earl.
Because of the toe jam. That game was weird.
Your OnlyFans is Duke of Earl.
Yep.
And every time you pull up a video, it's just 5 minutes of you just flexing your feet in front of the camera going, Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Earl.
Oh, no. Oh, man, your Adidas are starting to talk, man. They're starting to look like my shoes.
You know how long I've had these?
Yeah.
I've had these for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Adidas are the only brand of shoes that I ever want to buy now because they last forever. I remember Nikes used to last about as long, and I don't know what the fuck happened after that. Like, you have to buy like a specific pair of shoes now.
I feel it's the model. It's the business model. Like, make shit quick, make shit break, get you a new pair.
Yep. Like, remember when Skechers used to last forever?
Yep. Now you can buy them in Kmart now.
Every time I fucking buy a pair of Skechers, no matter where I buy them from.
Damn, I said Kmart. They don't even have Kmart.
They don't even have Kmart.
Holy crap, man. Where are you from?
You don't have Kmart anymore, eh?
Heave.
Oh man.
But no, yeah, I'm getting me a new pair of Adidas real soon here. I got some segment.
What is your segment?
You feel like doing some MC Shakespeare?
Sure, why not, dude? I like this.
Alright.
Alright, we'll see how bad I do this time.
My Michael.
Because normally I'm like the first one I can kinda get the artist in and the song's been a little off or whatever, but second one, I don't know. And the third one, I've usually been hitting it.
Yeah, I've thrown in some curveballs here.
They're fuck. All right, let's see what we got now.
Ooh, which one to start with first? Okay, here we go. Thee wanna knoweth what's... Oh, jeez. Sorry, I didn't practice this, and I didn't notice all these goddamn apostrophes. Thee wanna knoweth what's more important than throwing hence wage at a strippeth club? Credit. Thee ever wonder wherefore Jewish people owneth all the property in America? This is how those gents didst it.
Jay-Z.
What song, though?
Which one is it? Is it straight? I don't know if it's the... It's the O.J. Simpson song.
Yeah, it's the story of O.J.
The story of O.J., yeah.
Congratulations. Hey, first fight.
Yep. Fuck it. I love that video, dude.
It's a really good video.
It's a good song, a good video. I'm like, damn.
I bump that song at least like thrice a week.
I've known a lot of people that were split on that song. They were like, this is racist as fuck.
It's the same amount of people who are split on Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, because Tropic Thunder was good.
Tropic Thunder was amazing.
Yep. Robert Downey Jr. has black friends, and then he got the same thing.
All right, you ready?
Oh, yep.
Oh, I should measure this in archaic time. But it's too late.
Okay.
18 years... 18 years. The lady did get one of thy kids.
Oh,
did
get
thee for 18 years. I knoweth someone paying issue support for one of those kids. His baby's mother car and house is bigger than his.
Kanye Gold Digger, right?
Yep.
For right. Thy wagon is bigger.
For the, yeah, I should have done a better one, but I was kind of writing on the fly. Good, last one. And on yond I did get me some gin. Everybody did get those gents cups, but those gents ain't did chip in. And on this type's the horror happeneth all the timeth. Thee did get to receiveth yours, but fooleth I gotta receive mineth.
Snoop Dogg. What's my name? No. This and that. God. Snoop Doggy Dog. Gin and Juice.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. Because a lot of those songs are like hard to split apart like in those days.
Wow, man, you killed it this time.
Yeah.
I thought I was throwing curveballs, but then when I read that 18 years, I was like, fuck, I should have been like some odd Fortnites.
Some odd Fortnites. Yeah, I would have had a little bit harder time, but After that, it was.
I think you're getting used to the Shakespearean thing. I think maybe. You pulled up some Shakespeare and you just listened to that shit in your sleep when I was.
Well, because I'm thinking in my head, and I'm okay. So there's in my head there's Shakespeare like, what is that one play? Romeo and Juliet, right?
Right.
Which is pretty fucking basic Shakespearean shit. Like, it's really easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you got, like, not Othello, but, what is that fucking other one? Damn it. I always have a hard time understanding it because...
Macbeth?
I think it was Macbeth, yeah. No, it wasn't Macbeth.
Othello's the one that fucks with me. It's not my favorite Shakespeare thing.
Because
there's so many questions.
Yeah, I like it. I like Othello. It makes me think of...
I don't dislike it. It's just... No matter how many times I read and or see it, I ask all the questions. It's my lost highway of Shakespeare.
You know what, though? I see that scenario for a lot of people. Like, a lot of things. That shit reminds me of people today. Like, that fucking dirty, conniving-ass fucking shit that people be pulling... And then the way people react when people are doing that. Like, you're like a puppet on a string here, and this person is, like, making you throw your whole life away. And you do. Like, all you got to do is set a person up and make them angry enough, and then they make terrible fucking decisions.
And but wasn't there, like, this weird familiar, like, family thing that was going on where, like, nobody knew who was who's something at some point? Like, or am I thinking about Macbeth?
This Macbeth.
Okay, so Macbeth is the one I'm thinking
yes,
about.
Yes, that one's long.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macbeth is long. But Romeo and Juliet, super simple. That's like some of the simplest Shakespeare there is.
that MTV joint with DiCaprio.
Yep.
That was actually pretty good.
I like that one. That's the love me, say that you love me. You know what's funny? Is, believe it or not, what is the name of that movie with Simon Pegg? Hot Fuzz.
Another good movie.
What they have on that scene where they're, where that old guy and his girlfriend are doing the play, and they're doing the Leonardo DiCaprio fucking, or the MTV version of Romeo and Juliet. And then, like, right after she shoots herself in the head, they stand up and they sing Loveful by fucking the Cardigans. And you know what's funny about the Cardigans is, like, before that song, like, they were...
They do way different music.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, what is this?
It's just crazy.
Yep. It's kind of disappointing. You know what song I hate? Butterfly.
Come on, little, come on, you my little fly, juggle, baby.
I did just mention that on Sunday about how I hate that song still.
It's not fun.
It's not. It's not. It's not. I do have something for you. I got a question. I know I asked you, okay. Just a little musicology real quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one. What songs that you liked when you were younger but you hate now? That's a tough one.
Didn't we do this about movies not too long ago?
No, we did this about music, but it was hate and hate. Like, what movies or what songs you hate and you still hate, and what songs that you hated then but you love now. That was the last podcast.
No, we did this exact segment.
Yes, exactly. But we did not do the ones that you hated when you were younger.
That I like now?
The ones that you loved when you were younger and that you hate now. Like, growing to hate a song is hard.
No, we did what we hated when we were younger and what we love now.
Yeah. And I'm saying, what did we love when we were younger and we hate now?
Or
we liked. You don't necessarily have to love it.
But I love music.
Yes.
So, like,
there's songs that actually got to me that I just can't fucking handle. That I liked.
I guess there's, well, I don't know.
I can give you one. You want to know what it is?
What is it is?
Fucking Wonderwall by Oasis. I used to love it when I was a teenager. I can't stand that song.
Yeah, it is very played out. I'll give it that one.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one that I can think of.
All Star by Smash Mouth. I used to like that when I was younger. Can't stand that song. Hey now.
So everything that's been used in, like, all the pop culture, you're just like, fuck that shit.
I hate pop culture. Bad Touch. By Bloodhound Gang.
Wait, which one is Bad Touch again?
You and me.
I still like that one.
I fucking hate that song. It's so annoying. When I was younger, I was like, yeah, I'm a teenager. Private parts. Sex.
Were you a teenager?
Yes.
I was very much back from the military when that came out.
No, dude. It was like 99, 2000.
2000. I was already back here.
But still, yeah, I was a teenager.
Bloodhound Gang ain't put nothing out since, like, before I left high school, the last time I'd heard anything until I came back from the Army.
Yeah, that Bad Touch song, I think. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna look that up, because I'm not exactly sure, but I do remember seeing it on TRL, and I didn't watch TRL like that at all. So that's why I think it was before.
Who does? Carson Daly's just a wax statue filled with cheese.
He fucking macho carvable cheese.
Macho carvable cheese. We're still on that. This podcast is sponsored by Macho Carvable Cheese. Carve your cheese into the shape of a dick. Now eat it.
99. Yeah, it came out in 99.
But when the video come out?
99. Whoop scoopty whoop whoop.
I guess Hawaii got certain things early and certain things late, because I know I saw the South Park movie before y'all did, like a month before y'all did.
You know what? That movie was still awesome.
It was great.
I got another one for you. Sugar Ray, that I Just Want to Fly song.
I've never liked that song.
I used to like it when I was a kid, and then I was like, I hate it. I just can't stand it. I can't even stay in Mark McGrath, dude. Like, that dude's just weird looking to me.
That's why he doesn't sing anymore. He just does, like, he hosts things.
Yes,
now.
I just want to put. He looks like one of the drivers from Crazy Taxi.
He looks like he should have been, like, on a 90s version of Jersey Shore.
He looks like he's Guy Fieri's fucking younger, thinner brother. Or older, thinner brother.
He looks like Guy Fieri and fucking Gordon Ramsay had a baby.
He looks like Guy Fieri and Zach Morris had a kid.
He looks like Zach Morris's kid decided, I'm going to change my name to Guy Fieri.
I hate Mark McGrath, dude. I don't like his face. He does. He looks like, what was that guy who used to host Double Dare?
Mark Summers.
He looks like Mark Summers and Guy Fieri's kid.
He looks like a character drawing of Guy Fieri. Like, make me buff.
He looks like every frosted tip guy's haircut in those magazines that you choose your haircut in, and like the great clips and shit. Just looks just like every one of them, like with their fucking dark roots in their frosted tips and their shapes. I just don't like Mark McGrath, dude.
He looks like if DC Comics designed Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he does. He's like a old wannabe.
Actually, no, I'm going to stop with the Guy Fieri rips. He looks like the former mayor of Flavortown.
Yeah.
Is totally. That still a Guy Fieri rip?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Oh, man, I just don't.
Okay, I got one more for you. Limp Bizkit. Yeah, the end together with Method Man.
I don't think I've heard that one.
It sounded, I don't know why, when I was younger, I thought it sounded, like, good. But now I listen to it, and I'm like, this is terrible.
What I don't like now, what I used to like way back when, was fucking that Korn Limp Bizkit shit on Follow the Leader. The All in the Family.
Yeah, I hate that song.
It was funny when I was young. And
yeah,
was
now
like,
it's,
oh,
it's
making
corny
dick
as
jokes
fuck.
Shit, but now it's just fucking
it's
dumb.
It's corny.
Yeah.
It's so super corny. There's a lot. There's even
it's,
some
it's trailer music.
Yep. Anything. I used to always that one song by Monster Magnet. I used to love it when I was
Space Ghost Mother. I liked that song until right before my 19th birthday. I was stationed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Metallica was playing.
Yep.
We fucking they sold out the night that we were gonna go.
Yep.
But luckily, Metallica was nice enough to have a second show. Like, just a surprise, right. We're having a second show, but you have to get the tickets now. So me and, like, eight motherfuckers piled in this fucking truck and went, right? We go buy tickets, stand in line for, like, 6 hours, not even making this shit up. Fucking, I go to the concert, Monster Magnet opens for them.
Right.
They do that, oh, Space Ghost motherfucker. And because I've heard several songs during this set before, like this, like closing song that they're doing. That's when I had it up to here with them, because like I pointed at the ceiling, by the way, because the whole set they're not a stage band.
No,
they're not.
They're
motherfucker had like this fucking flashlight hooked up to an extension cord, like the singer.
Yeah.
And since he doesn't play an instrument, he's just walking around the stage, swinging it around and like doing sexual things with it and shit. And I'm just like, I don't appreciate this band anymore. they're definitely a studio band. They never should perform live.
I like ever. Studio bands.
Metallica killed it.
Yeah.
And I got a pick from the bassist, and I actually gave it to my roommate at the time, who was like my former squad leader. Because he plays the bass and he's like killer at the bass. I was like, you can have it, man.
That was a dude with the tails?
No, Sergeant Covey was his name. And okay. He was this Asian dude. He shared a room with me when I first
No. The bassist.
No, Jason, the former bassist.
Okay.
Like the original bassist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
the
new guy, the one who, the younger guy.
No, they didn't replace him until after the second time I seen Metallica. Because me and another armor buddy went after we had reconnected, maybe a few years after I came back here.
Right.
And they were playing a show at XL. So we went down there and we almost got fucking killed by a bunch of fucking Slayer fans, because Slayer opened for Metallica, which is a mistake. Because once Slayer got like left the stage, half the fucking stadium left.
Well, right. It's like two different brands. It's like dark chocolate and milk chocolate.
Yeah. It was like milk chocolate and white chocolate.
Yep. They have their respectable places, but their fans are on the opposite end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Even though it's chocolate.
Yeah. Well, white chocolate I don't think is real chocolate. That's just cocoa butter trying to be chocolate.
Huh. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
And then you got hazelnut cream.
Well, let's take a break.
Shake the piggy
Pay
bank.
Pay some bills. Yeah, shake the piggy bank.
Maracas a change. Maracas a change. Maracas a change. So I'm so confused about that song still. Like, I know half of the people I know think it's about a girl, and the other half think it's about heroin. And
I'm kind of leaning towards an addiction of some kind.
Yeah,
but I just don't know. I've never really paid too much of attention to that song's lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
I always fall in love with like the music behind it, like and then I'm like, oh, it's such a fucking relaxing ass song. And then the hook comes on and I get excited. Baby, 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 bitch.
Fuck you, you stinking asshole.
Is that in the song?
Yes, I think it is. There's some fucking shit in that song, dude. Like, one of my favorite lines is like, he's like, you're beautiful and you come in a dream. But it's time for me to open my eyes. Like, I can't keep my eyes closed anymore. I mean, I like, that's fucking like, that's good. That's good songwriting right there. You wrote a bad song, PT. Those.
So.
You should see some of the comments for this.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, a lot of people are, like, reading this song like the Bible. Or, right. Like, I'm just listening to it.
Yeah, I could give you some interesting comment. Like, this one said, most beautiful I've seen. You come from a dream, but I can't close my eyes anymore. That's the line I was talking about.
Yep.
And it says, it's haunting how much it describes that fleetness of the honeymoon phase. But I, like, is it the honeymoon phase or is it about heroin? This one's funny. Every time one of my friends gets cheated on, I send them the song, and it makes it a bit better.
I don't know if it's about heroin. None of those guys strike me as heroin users.
I don't know. They're white guys who sing.
Well, Gene Ween has always had some couple extra pounds on him.
Yeah.
I've never seen a skinny Gene Ween. Mm-hmm. Never.
I used to sing this song to my ex-girlfriend, and I wonder why she's my ex now. That's
funny. Well, I mean, maybe because you called her baby bitch.
Dedicated to all the saps that fell for the old banana in the tailpipe trick.
The banana in the tailpipe? You talk about the tucking?
Yep. This comment right here. I love this song. When my kids were little, I would play this song with them in the car and had them convinced that the lyrics were baby, baby, baby fish. They would say, mommy, play the fish song.
Wait a minute. You read that to me earlier, and I thought you were telling me a legit story about how you tricked your kids. I thought you were the slick one.
No.
Oh, mommy, play the fish song.
Oh, dude, this one's bad. Listen to this. Just sent this to my future ex-wife. The song is so relatable. She cheated on me right after my dad died. I got fat and hated myself. Then I found out, and I lost 100 pounds, got sick, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, left me in a pile of debt, and I don't have a penny to my name.
But how is it relatable?
Because it's about, I'm not, like, some of the lyrics are a girl, but the girl could be heroin.
Right now.
The lyrics can be, it could be heroin, right? Here's a good one. Fucking aces, my friend. I've been holding on to this song for 21 years now, waiting for the perfect specimen of a woman to give this amazing song to. I was hoping I would never feel inspired to actually dedicate it to anyone. Today is that day. Watching the lyrics as I listen was oh so deliciously cathartic. Thank you.
The song's not called Baby Bitch, because when I put up Ween Baby, it's like Ween Baby off of breast, Ween Baby off of bottle. Help me out.
Just put...
You're on YouTube right now.
It says
now.
Baby Bitch with lyrics right here.
But that's not... Okay.
Right here. Boom. You got the lyrics. It's playing. I better turn that off.
Okay, I got it.
See, you're inebriated.
Because when I typed in Ween Baby Bitch, and it was like all my results was like Ween Baby off bottle. Ween baby off titty. Ween baby off heroin.
It's like ween baby off of my tit.
Ween baby off getting shaken. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen you smile, but now you've come back again. Came into the room where I saw you. Okay. And you asked her how long it's been, a year, and she said you shook your head. I'm surprised I'm not gone that long. For word. Okay, baby, bitch. For words I'm at loss, baby, bitch. I'm better off now. Please fuck off.
I love that song. That one, too.
What else are you going to do? What else are you going to say while you're back on your stay? Maybe something, maybe nothing. We'll see. It's just too bad you're beautiful. I guess I wasn't for you and you weren't for me. Baby, bitch. Please slip back into yourself. Baby, bitch. Go conquer someone else. This is about a woman. This is totally about a woman.
It could be about heroin, too.
It could be about heroin.
Yeah, because that woman could very well be heroin. Like, just like some of those lines, like for your stay, like it, how long are you going to be fucking banging?
Well, here's the line. People say how beautiful, how sweet, how kind. You're perfect. You got nothing to hide. But I, for one, have seen the sun and the bitch that you've locked up inside. And this is about a person. And that's why he says, fuck you, you stinking ass hoe.
I said, fuck you.
I've never in my life quit a drug and be like, fuck that hoe. Like, hey, Sprout, you want some meth? Fuck that hoe. Like, I was like, nah, B, I'm good. 3 months was enough.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it would have to be something that it's just like all those other songs, you know, where people come up with their own meanings and shit. So nobody really knows until like the actual writer of the song fucking says like, hey,
I'm Watu the Watcher and I'm coming with what if the song is about him doing Molly, clicking with the chick for the night, you know what I'm saying? Like they go and they fucking, you know, they bang, and then he, because he's on Molly, he catches feelings, and then when he wakes up, he still is like, well, Molly says I have feelings, I must have feelings, I've been victim to that. And then he goes and pursues the woman, and she's like, nah, and he's like, fuck you, sickin' ass hoe. think about it. So I've been downtown myriad times, right? I'll say before pandemic, because once the pandemic kicked in, downtown's like its own city now. So I'm not talking about current downtown, but like a couple years ago downtown, go down there, girl walks by some dude, he goes, hey girl, what's your name? What's your number? Blah, blah, blah. She fucking ignores him, keeps walking.
Right.
And this is only the thirstiest of niggas. This is where I came up with the name Thirst Crew, by the way. Because me and Leilani, one of my ex-girlfriends, who I'm still really cool with, she and I were talking about thirsty dudes. And we were like, Thirst Crew? So anytime we saw like some like fucking thirsty-ass shit going on, we'd be like, Thirst Crew? That's how we ended up doing our like Let's Plays like way back when, me and you. But couple years ago, I'm downtown. Chick gets off the bus. Same bus I get off of. So naturally, I'm right behind her. Damn, girl, you thick as fuck. What's your name is? She don't say shit. She keeps walking. Like, towards, like, MCTC. Not certain if she's going to MCTC, but that's the direction she's walking. I happen to be walking that same way because I'm going to go connect, catch a connecting bus on a different stop. He keeps following her. Oh, you going to do me like that? Come on, man. Let's try to have a conversation. Then she power walks away from him. And that's when he's like, come back, girl. I love you. Nigga, really? You watch that bitch just step off the bus.
That is the craziest shit. But you know what? It's got to work for some of them.
Yeah, because the people it does work for, like the victims on that half of the coin, they haven't been properly taught about anything. Like, you know, watch out for weird dudes or strangers in general, or, you know, don't fall for the first thing you hear. You know, the whole don't accept wooden nickels shit.
Wooden nickels used to be able to get you somewhere, okay? And now a wooden nickel is valuable.
When was the last time someone made a wooden nickel? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard the phrase don't accept wooden nickels my whole life. And I still, to this day, can't figure out when motherfuckers were like, oh, well, we're just going to counterfeit a nickel with wood.
I don't know.
Yeah, motherfuckers is counterfeiting $100 bills with their old HP and or Epson printer at home.
Yep.
And then they crinkle it up like, okay, it looks beat up. I'll give it to this guy. And then I get it and I'm like, nigga, this is a laser printer.
This shit don't even feel like toilet paper. It feels like regular ass printing paper.
No, real shit. Sometimes, like nowadays, like with like our current money,
yeah,
doesn't even feel like actual money.
No.
Year by year, they're doing something different with the money. Because right. Every so often, when I'm in my office and I'm counting money, some money doesn't feel right, and so I put it up in the light. I put it under the black light. It shows a little fucking color-coded strip for each bill, right?
Yep.
I'm like, why don't you feel like real money? And then I think about Lethal Weapon 3. There's a Jet Li out there.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be racist. It could be anybody. It's not just fucking, like, just he Asians in particular.
Just say Mike Bison.
There's somebody with skill equivalent to Jet Li who can not only kill a motherfucker, but intimidate a whole organization to be like, yo, we're going to make counterfeit bills. But this time, American money.
You know who else did that in the third movie?
Is it before Lethal Weapon?
It's probably around the same time, actually.
This is where I struggle. You know all the movie shit, and I know all the TV shit.
I give you a hint of the actor who was in it.
Give me one actor.
I won't give you the actor. I'll give you a hint about.
No,
it.
I want the knife. Eddie Murphy.
Okay, Eddie Murphy's in it.
The Golden Child. Yeah.
No, it's not the Golden Child. The third movie.
Please give me.
But that's
the
not
knife.
The movie. That was just to give you who the actor was. In this movie.
So Eddie Murphy's in it.
Yes, it's the third movie.
Mm.
And it has counterfeit money in it. About counterfeiting money.
It's an old movie. It has to be.
Yeah. It's the third of the movie, though. It's the third in the Seek series.
It can't be.
Yes.
Because Eddie Murphy's in it. At least one counterfeit movie that I know of where I, for the first time, saw titties because I was that young. And I believe they were either Jamie Lee Curtis's or somebody else.
Oh, you're trading places.
Yes.
Yep. That was Jamie Lee Curtis boobies. And that was the scene with Dan Aykroyd. And she was like, this shit ain't free either.
Harlem Nights?
No. It's the third movie. It's not Harlem Nights 3.
There might be one out there. Somebody might just be like a big fan of the first one. I was like, I'm gonna make two sequels.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I haven't seen that movie since I was like, God damn, it's been years, dude. But I will say that's my favorite Beverly Hills Cop, just because he goes, anybody here need to take a nervous pee? I need to take a nervous pee. And and every time like I'm here in the studio, I'm like, I'll be back. I got to take a nervous pee. Like,
yeah, that movie was about counterfeiting.
It was. Yeah, yep. It was. It totally was. Yep. You just jogged my whole memory. Wait, let me do the head PE guy. When you're like, man, you jogging my memory. Remember that video I sent you?
Yep.
Where you're like, you jogging my memory. And then it clipped back to like when he wasn't in head PE. Yep. And it came back like, you jogging my
You really jogging my memory, man.
Gonna pretend like you wasn't in some new wave band before Head B.E. Uh-huh. Also, you, sir, should be announcing yourself within a 5-block radius of wherever the fuck you live.
Okay, so here, all right. Since we're on the subject about that guy, right, and his songs about fucking teenage girls all the time and shit,
mm-hmm.
If he is singing about it, but I don't know, he's never been like caught or accused of sleeping with underage girls, but Rob Lowe fucked a 16-year-old girl in 1988 and that shit was all over the place, and now he's fucking cool and nobody got a problem with it.
Wait, what? When did Rob Lowe do that?
I just gave you the whole year. 1988.
When did we find out?
A while ago, back in the 90s.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Well, either way, Rob Lowe's like...
Because I literally would not be a fan of Rob Lowe and Parks and Rec where I heard to hear that music.
Rob Lowe having sex with an underage girl in 88. He was like probably 19 or 20, you know, some shit like that. It wasn't like he was super old.
So he was a teenager who was like, well, I'm a teenager and she's a teenager.
Well, he was more like 24, 25.
That's different.
But yeah. But it was the 80s. It was different. Everybody was doing coke.
Well, I mean, if I was in the coke-fueled 80s, I mean, nobody would give a fuck. I mean, the politicians definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Until somebody was like, I'm going to cook it into a rock form. And they were like, no, the black people can't have this.
No, they're like, give the black people all of this. What are you talking about?
Well, that's when they realized that smoking only lasts for a while. And they were like, we're tired of this. Give it to the blacks.
That's so funny.
But when it first popped up, they were like, whatever.
This is some good hard rock stuff. Candy, rocked candy.
And then when it affected their precious basketball.
Oh, God. Wait, where motherfuckers just running up and down the court all cracked out like...
Well, what was his name? The dude that was like in direct competition with Jordan. He actually got drafted before Jordan. What the fuck was his name?
I don't know.
I know this. I know this in the back of my head. I don't want to fucking resort on Google.
Daryl Strawberry? No.
For those who know, they'll know. I'm not going to waste my time thinking about it that hard, but it'll come back to me later on because I know this name. But basically, the only reason that Jordan got drafted was because this dude had just got drafted, and to go celebrate, he was like, I'm going to go party with my homeboys. And he got found dead with a whole bunch of crack cocaine in his system.
Huh. They must have made that shit with some fucking some fish flake.
Fuck was his name? Oh, it's gonna bother me now. Hold up.
Now you have to Google it.
I have to Google it. Give me like a second.
Yep. It's so quiet right now. We didn't even.
Thank God you're talking.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what do I do now? I'm going to look at Sprout looking, dude. You're getting a lot of gray hair.
Stuck. Len Bias, thank you. It was Len Bias.
Thank you, Googly. Googly goo.
I was thinking like Ellis something, but no, it's Len Bias.
This reminds me of that one time.
So he
at band camp.
Everybody suspects that he like just OD'd on crack and or cocaine. Either way, Jordan would have got drafted either way. But Len Bias was in direct competition with Jordan during college, and that's how he got drafted first. And once he died, everybody was like, just say no. But that was like a couple years after, like, everybody was like in Brooklyn and or any other major like metropolitan establishment and was like, this crack thing is kind of cool. That's how they got my uncle.
That's how I got my uncle. Crack was a designer drug.
Just for my uncle.
Just for my, they designed it for him.
They made it, and they programmed it. So when he was like on the verge of like, you know, doing right by himself and others, he wanted to call me, talk about, oh, you shouldn't smoke weed, it's bad for you. But when I was 9, he was like, anytime someone hands you a joint, you smoke that shit.
Yeah. You know what? I learned how to cook crack from Mawson and Jason. I watched him make that shit in my dad's kitchen when my dad was working.
As long as you don't put it into practice, you will never be in jail.
Right? But I know how to make crack.
Just stay consistently out of egg and cinnamon, and you'll be fine.
That's the cinnamon? This shit, I'll add some food coloring to it.
I'm going to put some blue in it.
That's like this, that Walter White blue crack. This shit is funny.
You do some Ask Reddit?
Sure.
All right. Let me pull out my sources and get this shit going. Your username is now a store. What do you sell?
My username? I sell... I'm a lawyer, apparently, because I have my fucking username as my name.
Your personal name is on everything.
Yeah, because I'm like, fuck you. I don't care.
You could be a car dealer, too.
Yeah, I could be that, but I'd rather be a lawyer.
Call Jeremy Sailor, Sailor, and Sailor.
Yep.
Mine would be a... I would be someone who sells WMDs to the highest bidder. Because my name is Atomic Sprout.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I have another username, which is for, like, mostly, like, my art-related shit, which is I Am Sprout. Actually, that is the most highly used. My gaming username is Atomic Sprout.
I Am Sprout. I Am Sprout, you would sell, like, vegetables.
Yeah, I would just sell groceries and produce and shit. I'd be the Black Farmer Market.
Yeah, from the community garden, though.
Yeah. No, not even a community garden. Just, like, a garden that I just, like, have in my backyard.
Yeah, yeah, the community.
Big-ass backyard. Ain't nobody chipping in. I'm just putting in my hard work and effort, and I'm going to make that profit and sell vegetables.
That's their vegetables.
Specifically, Brussels sprouts.
You should fucking specifically sell.
Oh, and cabbages.
And no, kohlrabi. Or kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi?
Kohlrabi? Kohlrabi? Kohlrabi?
The fuck is that?
It's like part of the broccoli family.
I'm going to just sell kale to white people for like extreme amounts of money.
Good luck. Good luck.
You, since you're using your name, you could definitely be a rum merchant.
Well, shit, I could use my old profile name, Comanche Fucker.
Or with your current username, you can just sell swears because your last name is Sailor.
Yep.
So you could just be like, oh, it's 25 cents to use the word shit, 50 to use the word fuck.
I could be a fucking prostitute. And wear a goddamn sailor uniform.
Oh, dude, good segue, because I have another Ask Reddit.
Oh, shit.
Do you believe prostitution should be legal?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Why? Because there's a lot of reasons. For one, people, maybe not legal, maybe decriminalized, because if you make it legal, then the government's going to stick their dirty fucking fingers into every little fucking person's pocket.
Can I touch on that?
Yep.
Germany is doing it effectively. With the government's hands in their pockets.
Yeah, but that's so, Germany, not the United States. The United States would fuck it up.
And they've been doing... Germany has been, like, consistently, like, just monitoring the prostitution and just letting the business do their business. Yes. Right? But everybody who's a prostitute in Japan, or not Japan, Germany, has to take a fucking AIDS test. Yes. They have to do all that shit.
Right, right. It's the benefit for themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. But that's not just the issue.
This was like 1996, though.
Yeah, but not here. And my problem is it wouldn't just start there. It would, like, you would have to do everything by their shit and then pay them, like, all their taxes and, like, yada, yada, yada. Whereas right now, like, I like...
Are there taxes in Germany for that?
No, I'm talking about here in the United States. Okay. There's nothing you can do without having to pay taxes for it. If you make money off of it, they want fucking taxes. And matter of fact, if somebody sees that you're making money and you're not paying your taxes, they can turn you in and in turn get a cut.
Well, you know what? There's been times where I just don't...
What the fuck, dude? But, you know, I think it should be legal. We're all grown-ups here, right? And are you going to tell a person what they can and cannot do with their body? Like, motherfuckers are getting into whole-ass marriages and taking motherfuckers for everything they got.
If it was cool in medieval times, why is it not cool now?
Right. If somebody can massage your fucking nasty-ass feet, why can't they massage your dick?
If it's cool in Thailand, why isn't that cool here?
Well, there's cockfighting and dogfighting in Thailand, you know what I mean?
No, I'm talking about, like, just, like, the whole prostitution thing.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, just saying, because it's cool in Thailand, they got child prostitution and all that other shit that's kind of cool in Thailand.
Also, have you been to a cockfight?
Yes.
I have not, but I've watched motherfuckers during my water treatment days in Thailand through the army put their chickens in the water, and they go, swim, become stronger. Beat all the cocks.
Yeah, and then they attach little razors to their feet. I've watched it. I've had Mexican friends.
Depends on where you go. Mexico, they might do that shit. Thailand.
No, they did that, like, shit over Southside.
Word?
Yes.
Because Thailand.
That was 1999, 2000 when I was working for Magnus.
As far as from what I know, Thailand, they just pit their chickens to the death. No weapons. It's just like some straight UFC, no submissions. Just
been there, though?
To Thailand?
No, to the cockfight, to know that.
No, but...
Because, I know a standard issue to tape razors to their feet.
No, but the last time I talked to somebody who was training his cockfight chickens, that's how he explained it to me, but that was... Fuck. I am X years old now, and it happened X years ago. Yeah, that was about... 99?
Right.
The rules might be different.
But either way, like I said, there's a lot of, like, fucking weird shit about sex. You can't fuck a dude or a chick for money, but you can pay them on camera, though. If it's on camera, it's okay.
Well, yeah, that's how OnlyFans won, because they were like, oh, let's take all the fucking sex bitches off of OnlyFans. But then they were like, oh, we're going to lose all our money because there's not enough musicians and artists because all the sexy bitches took all the clout. So,
but that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. It's like, if they wanted to listen to your music, they would. They want to look at this bitch's boobs.
I mean, there's SoundCloud for music.
Like, well, right. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't be mad at somebody else looking at something else that they're interested in because they're not interested in what you're providing.
That's why I'm not mad at Tumblr. If, like, everybody was like, oh, no more porn on Tumblr. Well, it was like, well, Tumblr was supposed to be meant to be, like, a better version of WordPress. You know what I mean? Where OnlyFans should be the opportunity where, like, if you make content, no matter what it be, you deserve that money for it if you're charging for it.
Right.
Here's the problem I have with OnlyFans and sex work. Do I believe that I should have to pay X amount of dollars to watch a dick that is not mine enter a vagina?
No.
That is far away from me.
No, you shouldn't.
No. No, I'm not. I will never pay that money. There are free sites for that.
Yes, but that's, like, for you, though. You know what I mean? And there's other people who are
obsess over that.
Well, not only that, but there's, like, there's actual interaction and contact where they don't get that at all, period. You know what I mean? So having a girl say, I hope you have a nice day in your inbox, who's got some amazing boobs and is gorgeous, and like, there's a lot of people that know of this girl, and it makes you feel special for just that little bit of time. But that's that simp life.
But here's the thing. I've been in a myriad long-distance relationship. I've never had the problem with me, like, worrying about a girl going, I hope you have a good day. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. They're also not.
Also, I've never had to pay for sex videos from said girl I'm interested in.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're interested. You already have that whole thing going on. Without it, you have nothing. And these are for the guys with the nothings.
So this is just for the people who are buying gamer girl water who have.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the other thing. What if there's this guy who's like super sexually aggressive and he's not getting any from his wife at home and she won't give him any. But if he tries to get some, it's considered rape. So what is he to do? He's sitting there fucking being extra aggro and an asshole to everybody.
But how would it be considered rape?
No, because she doesn't want it.
Oh, so you're saying like he's like, oh, fuck it. We've been married X years. I'm just going to take it.
It's like, oh, I want to have sex. And she's like, no. So what does he do? He can't force her. He can't just slip it in like, oh, you're my wife, because that's still rape.
Right, but if you're married, you know what you signed up for. You just deal with that shit, B.
Well,
I'm talking about like
the no, I think you get, I think you itched in. You should be able to go get a fucking prostitute and save your marriage or save yourself from whatever the fuck else it is. Because like, or you're a businessman. Who the fuck's got time for a relationship or a wife or somebody who's going to take them for everything they got?
The businessman thing is kind of moot because businessmen are always married and they still be pulling pussy from like overseas and shit like all the time.
Yeah, but it would save them the total fucking like worry about their marriage being failed because they're dealing with a business.
But OnlyFans don't get
you. No, we're not talking about OnlyFans. We're talking about actual prostitution because that was the question.
Right. Well, I'm talking about OnlyFans specifically because now. As of this whole, like, OnlyFans was getting ready to shut down the whole, like, you know, sex videos thing.
Uh-huh.
OnlyFans created a whole new form of sex work. Do you feel what I'm saying?
What do you mean? That's been going on.
So it's basically digital prostitution.
No, there was already. That shit's been going on for a long time on different platforms.
I'm not saying, like, new, like, brand new. Like, this is the first time it's happened. Because there's always been, like, cam shit and all that shit, right? Yeah. But OnlyFans made a platform where you have to, like, subscribe to that person specifically.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, other shit, like, oh, say, like, can't believe I'm going to admit this shit to motherfuckers that I know this shit, but, like, Chatterbait, that's a site, right? You basically pay the site X amount of dollars, and as long as you're paying the site, you can jerk off to whoever you want without any kind of repercussion of paying, like, any other additional monthly subscription.
So you're against the people getting their money directly versus paying the company?
No. What I'm saying is I'm against people getting money for air quote sex work remotely when they're not taking anybody's dick but the person that they hired.
But if somebody wants to pay for it, then that's their shit.
Prostitution should be legit prostitution. If you want to make it legal. And I'm not for or against it. I've always been in like the 50-yard line of the prostitution football field.
Right? I've always thought it because like people need protection like, too. That's not what they're getting out here. They're fucking risking their lives doing this shit.
That's what I'm saying. So there's always something to worry about, right?
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like if prostitution is legal, you should be a legit prostitute. You should have a license. You should be tested on a 6-month basis, and anybody you fuck with should at least wear a condom, right? But that's not what I wholeheartedly agreed with, because at the end of the day, I feel like there are other jobs you could be doing besides fucking niggas for money.
But that's not your job.
What do you mean?
It's not you. It's not your job. It's not your body. It's not you.
No, it's not. It's not. But I for my entire life, I've always believed that everybody should aspire for something higher. And if you feel like all you're worth is your genitals, that's a very low goal.
Yeah.
It means you feel really bad about yourself despite how beautiful and or not you are. You know what I mean?
How do you know that, though? Because that's your opinion, though. You feel me?
No, it is. And there's also another part of me that's like, okay, well, now you're just selling your beauty for money, and you're not really getting anything, what's the word I'm looking for, productive out of it. You're not building anything new with nobody. You're just like this person who's going to be perpetually alone unless for, like...
But that's like you putting your own hang-ups on, like, their lives, because you have no idea if they'll be alone.
I have no idea.
Because, like, there's, like, a ton of people who are super rich because that's where they started.
And there are a ton of people who are in, like, open relationships, and I get that, right?
Or look at Tracy Lords and, like, all these other people who got tons of money, and they're no longer in that business, but that got them the money to get to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, we're not talking about, like, the porn industry, right? We're talking about, like, just, like, prostitution and or OnlyFans. And on the OnlyFans side of things, I just feel like if you couldn't make it on the streets...
Which is illegal.
Here, but if it was legal, hypothetically speaking.
It wouldn't be on the streets, so that would be regulated. That's the thing. It wouldn't be as dangerous if it was legal. Because they wouldn't.
Well, it's supposed to be like a brothel of some kind.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be out here on the corners taking $10-$15, you know what I mean?
Okay, so ditching my if it were. My argument still stands, because if you felt like you could pull dick without getting paid and still have somebody who can, like, still find a person who would be willing to be your simp and or, like, partner and financially support you, you would just do that and still pursue whatever dream you had outside of making money out of sex. So, it's a fucking, it's a...
But not everybody's wanting a relationship or to be married or together.
And I understand that, and that's why it's like a fucking coin to me. Like,
yeah.
On one side of the coin, you've got the head, which is, I'm doing this just for the money. And you got the tails, which is, there's the possibility that you might feel like you're not worthy of a relationship. You know what I mean? And so, like, now you're resorting to just doing this. And then it's actually a fucking three-sided die. Because there's a third side that says, how can I put this? I'm so used to getting this attention that this is the only way I know how to do such.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
But regardless of whether it's illegal or not, they're going to do that. But that's why I think making it legal will help protect not only them with whatever they're fucking, wherever they're going to go eventually with this career, but the people who are trying to support it or buy the product, if you will.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would like for them to get help and not be fucking murdered or, you know, like, not have to go through a pimp to get protection from these Johns. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And words like Johns, pimps, and prostitutes won't be work. It'd be sex worker, and there wouldn't be a manager because they manage all their own finances and shit. And they're
like true entrepreneurs with this shit.
Yeah, but like I said, and there's a lot of people, like, nowadays, it's not... It's happening here in America now. It's like people aren't wanting to get married. People aren't wanting to have kids. People are starting to want to be alone and do their thing.
It's like that
everywhere now. Yeah, it's super big in Japan, but it was like an issue there. That's where it started.
It still is.
Yeah, but it's spreading everywhere now. It's not just Japan. It's America now.
Everywhere that's overpopulated.
Yeah.
Like, it's never happening in a third world country. It's always somewhere that's like, well, we've got too many niggas here. So, you know, like, once you have too many people around, and there's a lot of variety.
Yeah.
You're like, I want the whole Neapolitan.
Me, personally, I think it should be legal, but I think it's freedom of choice. I like the liberties to have the choice. Like, the fucking drugs being legal, yes. If you can't handle it, don't do it. If you fuck your life up, that's your decision. You eat too many cheeseburgers and you get a heart disease, that's your fucking decision.
A hearted disease.
Your arteries are clogged as fuck, that's your fault. That's not the cheeseburger's fault. You knew it was fat.
Like, those motherfuckers were like, so I'm still McDonald's, you made me fat.
I'm hooked on drugs. Like, what? You shouldn't have done drugs. You shouldn't do drugs.
Right.
You should have known you had an issue before you did drugs.
Well, we're hitting the closing mark.
Yeah,
here.
We should probably wrap it up. Let's end this
on. I have two Florida men.
All right, let's listen. Let's hear it.
We're gonna close on some true Florida men. One is a shirtless Florida woman tries to rob stores with body spray. So here's how I picture it. She shows up. There's maybe like three other people with her, and she's the first one to go, give me your money, otherwise we're going to rob you. And then the other two people, or two, three people are like, with my sword, and my staff, and my crossbow, and she goes, and my axe. And she pulls the body spray.
And she pulls off her shirt and then pulls off the body spray. It's like duct tape to her stomach.
There's like 12 axe body sprays, like a suicide bomber, like, and my axe.
That's a hero.
The other one I got is and this one, this is the true closing Florida man. Florida woman arrested after hitting boyfriend with grit-filled metal saucepan.
Ah, they had to add the detail of the grit-filled. Who doesn't love grits?
Here's why I added this one, because one of the, this is like the third or fourth, like to last time I went to Detroit.
Yep.
Hanging out with like everybody out there, and my citizen app goes off and it says, woman attacks man with weaponized soup.
Yep.
So like, this is all I can picture is she just made the soup, nigga talks some shit, and she's like, fuck you, nigga, and just splashes that shit right on his face. Like,
or she could have just been walking by with her can of soup for her kids.
But with this Florida one, specifically with the grits, she must have just took like the open grit side, like the grit facing side. It was like, nigga, what? Spa-pow! Gave him a concussion and hit him with them fucking face-melting ass burns.
Damn. She's going to jail, and she wasted them grits.
All right.
All right.
That was fun, dude.
We out of here. My name is Sprout.
I'm Jeremy. And this is a Rougarou Playground Podcast.
This is the Ruff 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 Rast. Peace.
I am ready.